We're on the bottom of Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Tanya de Loki Shnuyim. We established that Rabbi Yoshia, right, is the one who said that you mix the blood together. Because Rabbi Yoshia always holds, even if it doesn't say Yachtov, you consider as if it's together. So if it would just say a Mekal of the Imo, I would think that you have to Mekal both of them to be Chayev. And you need a separate pasuk to tell me each one is separate. So here it says, Dam HaPar and Dam HaSoir. I would say they're together. What's it called? They have to be together. And Rabbi Yonason holds the opposite, that it has to say Yachtov in order to be together. And here it says, Dam HaPar, Dam HaSoir. It doesn't say Yachad, and therefore they're separate. Where it says, we have a Braisa, the opposite of that. That Rabbi Yoshi is the one who holds that they're separate, and Rabbi Yonason holds that you have to mix them. The lokach midam hapar midam asoyer shiu mirodim div Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia says that they have to be mixed together. And Rabbi Yonason omer mazav if neyasim lizev neyasim. Rabbi Yonason says that we mazav just like in the heichel, the kodesh hakadoshim, you do each blood separately. On the mizbeach also you do each blood separately. Mizbeach hadzahav. Omer lo Rabbi Yoshia v'halok var nemar achas. It says l'maisa achas, right? Achas bashana, that the chippur aron al karnosov, talking about the matanas on the kronos of the mizbeach achas. Mashmi only do one kapara, not two. So l'chori you have to mix them together, because if you don't mix them together, you're doing two kaparas. Amar l'abyonusam v'lo kvarnem or midam hapar midam asor. L'maisa it says midam hapar midam asor separately. If that's the case, why taka, according to Rabbi Yonason, does it say achas? Lomer lecha achas velo shtayim midam hapar. Achas velo shtayim midam asor. You should only do the dam hapar once, and the dam asor once, not twice. And the Rishonim explain, what's the havamina? Why should I do it twice? The answer is, because what it comes to exclude is that if you started the matanos and they spilled, and now you have to bring another par. So you don't make over again what you did, but you start from where you stopped. In other words, you made three of the matanos, you only do four more. You don't do double the matanos. That's what this pasuk comes to tell me. Tanya idach, the lokach midam apar midam asoyer, shu mirodim zebazeh. There's another braisa that says that you take from the dam hapar and dam asoyer, that you should mix them together. Ata omer shu mirodim zebazeh. You hold they have to be mixed together. Maybe no, maybe they're separate. You do it twice, like you do in the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, each one separately. Talmud Lomer, Achas. The Keeper, Aaron, Al-Karnosov, Achas. One time. So they obviously only do it once. The Stamach, Rabbi Yoshia. And this price is Stam, like Rabbi Yoshia.
He doesn't need Achas.
What?
But he doesn't need Achas. He tells us.
No, he does have achas. He learns from achas that what's it called? Enochanami. Tosus learns what's it called. Why does he need achas over here? Because what's it called? Just to answer Rabbi Yonason. You know, he himself doesn't need it. But this way it's a proof against Rabbi Yonason. Even if you don't hold like me all over, here it says achas l'maisa. Rashi. no Rashi.
No.
What?
Usually Stam Mishnah is without a name. How come here it's with a name?
No, we're saying the Stam Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yoshia. It's not with a name. We're saying it's a Stam Mishnah and it goes like Rabbi Yoshia. Okay. Nosan es hamali bereikon. Bo minei Rami bar Chama mirav Chizda. Rami bar Chama asked Rav Chizda the following shaila. He niach mizrak besoch mizrak v'kibu bolas adam mau. You put one cup inside another cup, and you're makabel the dam in the inside cup, and you're holding now the outside cup. Is that mahu min b'mino chotzes? Since it's min b'mino, it's the same min, so it's not a chatzitza, and it's like you're holding the inside cup. Oh, eino chotzes. Right? Is it a chatzitza or not a chatzitza? Is it considered like you're holding the inside cup or not? Omer le tenisua. Right? L'chor, our Mishnah answers that. Nosan es hamale bereikon. My love, hoshiv mizrak mali l'toch mizrak reikon. Right? L'chora, our Mishnah says, they poured the blood of the par into the soyer. And then you put the mizrak full of blood into the empty one. Right? Now why would the Gemara have a havamina? That's what you do. It's not what you do. But why was the havamina? Because since the blood is full and it's heavy, it probably, when you're going to carry it, it's going to spill. So therefore, the Gemara held that you put the full one into an empty one, so in case it spills into the empty one. Nice. Gemara says, lo, that's not the pshat. You're not putting the full mizrak into the empty one. Ira mizrak mali latok mizrak reikam. But you take the full one and you pour it into the empty one. So Gemara says, hatami le'resha. Ira dama paratok adama. So you already mixed it together. We have to do it again. Kedei la'arv and yofa yofa. No, so it should be mixed well. Rashi. The kibbutz of Saddam called Kabbalah shall call you most sashonic boyleis. Not only by Yom Kippur, we're talking about every time you put a empty mizrak inside another empty one, and you makabel the dam on the inside one. Is that good Kabbalah Saddam or not? Chotzeitz v'nimsa shein Kabbalah zubekoin. If it's a chatzitza, then it comes that the Kabbalah was not through the kohen. The kohen's not holding the mizrak. Shari eno oches v'mizrak shadambo. Tosfos asks, Lechora, we have a halacha that lekicha al yedei dover acher is shmei lekicha. If you have a lulav and you wrap the lulav in something, right, and make a beis yad, right, you make a handle for the lulav, and you hold the handle, you hold the thing that's wrapped around the lulav, you yotze with that, because lekicha al yedei dover acher is called lekicha. So why over here is it different? So Tosa says there's a difference. One teretz he says is the following: there's a difference between when you wrap your hands with something or you wrap the thing with something. If you wrap the thing with something, the thing is bottled to the lulav. That's lekicha yedei davar acher. But if you wrap your hands with something, right, and then what's it called? Then that's not lekicha yedei davar acher. That's a chatzitza. So here the Gemara wanted to know: is this min b'mino a chatzitza or not a chatzitza? And Tosa says, therefore, had you held the, it's another pshat, he says, had you held the in the mizrak from the top, so basically it's a base kibbul, in other words, you're holding the inside one through something on the outside, that would be okay. But if you're holding on the bottom, so then it's like you're wrapping your hand in something and not wrapping the inside thing. You're not holding the inside thing through the outside thing, you're just separating between the inside and the outside. That's already called a chatzitza. Okay. Rashi weiter. My love, hoshib mizrak hamoli b'socharekon, she'iri menu, right, when you poured the dam from the par mizrak into the soyer, now the par one is empty. And you put the mizrak that's full of the blood into the empty one. V'hohochanami v'lokach siv, it says v'lokach midam apar, midam asoyer, v'hach lekicha chizus ha-mizrak, lekicha means holding the mizrak. And you see that it's not a chatzitza, it's okay. Verses low, ira mizrak mole la akher sheira dama par la dama soyer chozer ma'ara mizrak mole la tok mizrak reikon. It's not talking where you put the mizrak inside the other one, where you poured it back into the empty one. And the reason was to mix it up good. Toshma haya omin al gabe kli o al gabe regel chaveru pasul. Now the shaila therefore is min b'mino chotzeitz or not by kodshim. Okay, in other words, it could be that by kodshim, even though normally min b'mino is not chotzeitz, right? But by kodshim is different. Because here you need a lekicha ba'atzmo shel kohen. It has to mamish, for instance, there's a halacha that the bigdei kohuna have to be right against your skin. And even if there's air between, it's no good. Because it's the different kind of chatzitza. It's the kind of chatzitza where you need it mamish touching the person. Not just there shouldn't be a separation. But it has to be touching. And touching, it's not, even min b'mino. Or maybe not. It's regular din of chatzitza. And a min b'mino is not chotzitz. So here you see that if you're standing on somebody else's foot, the kohen, he's not standing on the floor, right? So if there's something separating between him and the floor, somebody else's foot, it's not good, right? And the kohen has to stand on the floor in the Beis HaMikdash. That's part of the avoda. Right, there shouldn't be anything chotzes between him and the ritzba of the Beis HaMikdash. And here, even though it's somebody else's foot, it's min b'mino. You see that it's chotzes. Where it says shani regel d'lamotzi mevatale. No, you need two conditions. One, it should be min b'mino, and that you mevatale it there. But if it's not bottled, then even min b'mino is chotzes. So it's no raya. By the mizrak, you're mevatale for the time being, that mizrak, temporarily. You're not going to leave it there forever. But you're leaving this together the way that it is. But somebody's regal, you're not mavakal somebody's regal even temporarily. And even if he decides to mavakal it, but ladaite, right? You know, people aren't mavakal their legs. Rashi, al reg gabi regal chaveru, al min b'mino chotzit. You see, oh, I said, omid al gabi kalim, The Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, Hoyel the Ritzvah Mekadeshes, Uklishor is Mekadeshes, since the Ritzvah is Mekadesh. The Ritzvah is Kodesh, and the Klishoris is Makadesh. Ma Klishoris lo yedover chotzeis bein oven akli Klishoris. Just like by Klishoris, the Kohen has to hold it. There shouldn't be anything separating between him and the Klishoris. Af Ritzvah, so do with the Ritzvah. Lo yedover chotzeis bein oven a Ritzvah. The Sechus Lachim. There can't be anything separating between the Kohen and the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. So here, if he's standing on somebody else's foot, you see that it's chotzeis, even though it's min b'mino. Mar says, no, delo mavatale, chaveru es raglo ad shigmar avodoso. Nobody's mavatal their leg to the other kohen. So therefore, even though normally min b'mina would not be chotzeitz, if you're mavatal the thing by a leg, you're not mavatal, therefore it's chotzeitz. Ika diamre, hachi boi mine. Derech sherus bekach, o ein derech sherus bekach. If the shaila was, not so much if it's chotzeitz or not. But is it the normal way? You have to do it derech sherus, right? The way of service to Hashem. Is this normal service or not? If it's not normal, then that's not called lekicha. It's not called taking the dam, because you're not taking it the normal way. If it is normal, then it's fine. That was the shaila. Shaila was not to do a chatzitza. The shaila was, is this the normal way to do it? Toshma, the Tana is very Bishmuel, as kol kli hashores, ayishishorsim baba kodesh. It says, all the clay hashores, plural, which you use. Mashma, it's possible to use two kelim at the same time. Shnei kelim v'sherus echas. One service, two kelim. So it's okay. That's called sherus. It's called a normal sherus to use two kelim. Rashi klei ashori, shnei kelim v'mashma v'sherus echas. Bo minei romi bar chomim rav chista. He niyav siv b'toch hamizra. V'kibu bo sadam. You put a fiber. The sieve is a fibrous thing that grows around a palm tree. So you put a fiber inside the kli, and is that okay or not? Mahu min b'she'eno mino chotzeitz. Since the fiber is not the same min as the kli, and therefore it separates between the blood and the walls of the kli. Part of the blood is not touching the walls of the kli, and there's something that's not the min of the kli that's separating. So is that a chatzitza? And the nail of the dam is not considered in the kli. Oh, eino chotzeitz, or maybe not. The dam is considered in the kli. Where it says, Kivin de Mechalcha lo chayitz, right? Odilma lo shna, right? Since the fiber is absorbent, so the blood goes through it, so the blood is mamish touching all the parts of the clay, right? So therefore, it's not a chatzitza, because the blood goes through it. Or maybe not. Maybe lemaisa, there is part of the blood that's up against the fiber and not touching the clay. So maybe it is a chatzitza. Or maybe not, since all the blood, Lamaisa, in the end is touching the ends of the kli. All the blood never touches the end of the kli. Some of it's in the middle. So here, even though there's some fiber separating, but since all the blood is Maisa touching the ends of the kli, and the middle parts of the blood are touching this fiber but can go through it, so therefore it's not a chatzitza. Or maybe not, since Lamaisa, the inside of the blood has something separating between it and the walls of the kli, right, where in a normal case nothing separates except other blood, maybe there's a chatzitza. That's a shiloh. Amalei tanina. Zolei faholei chatshimagil isfug. You have a kli that you're makabel mechatos to sprinkle the waters of the paraduma. And you have a sponge inside the kli. So you can use all the water in the kli, but not the water in the sponge. Now the chor over there also, you have to makabel the water in a kli. And the sponge, l'chora, separates between even the water that's not in the sponge and the kli. You see, it's not true. The sponge does not separate. What's in the sponge is not kosher because it's not in the kli. It's in the sponge. But what's in the kli and not in the sponge doesn't make a chatzitza between the water and the kli. So you see that a sponge is not a chatzitza because it's what's called porous. It's absorbent. So too the fiber is absorbent and it's not a chatzitza. Where it says, no, shani maya de cliche. Maybe water is different than blood. Water is very thin. That's not the word I'm looking for. It's, it's light. And therefore, it goes through the sponge easily. So therefore, the sponge is not a chatzitza when it comes to water. But dam is very thick. Right? It's,
Viscous,
right. That's the word. And what's the opposite of that? Fluid. So it's what's it called? Dam lemaisa. The fiber would be a chatzitza. Let's see Rashi. Siv Hagodl Saviv Hadekel, it's a fiber that grows around the palm tree. The Nichrach Olav Saviv Kamin Lulavim Begifonim. The Hu Rach, it's very soft. The Sofigas Adam, it's absorbent. The Hadam Yotzi Mikol Averav, it's absorbent and it's absorbed into it and goes out of it. It's Mikol Averav. The Ein Chotzis Kolkach. It's not such a chatzitza because it lets the blood through. Mi Havi Ki Hai Gam Chatzitza Lo. Is that a chatzitza or not? Zolei Paholech, Reisha de Masnis and Hachi. The Reisha of this mission says the following. Hamekadish Bishokes. Right, you Mekadish water for Mechatos in a Shokes. Shokes is a Kli Avonim. Right, it's a Kli made of Avonim. Bahaya Sofug Latocho, and there was a sponge inside the Shokes. Mayim Shebisfug Psulim. The water that's in the sponge itself are Pasul, because it's not in a Kli. You need Mayim Chayim El Keli. This is not in the Kli, this is in the Sfug. Ketzad Yasus, what do you do? So now you have some water that's absorbed into the svug, and the other water that's in the kli. Zolei faholei chashimagil svug. You can use all the water, empty out the shokas, and use the water for mechatos till you get to the sponge. What's in the sponge is no good. Shokas he even chalula al svas hamayin. Shokas is a hollowed out stone that's on the bank of the Mayim. It has to be spring water, Mayim Chayim. So you fill this hollowed out stone, that's the Kli, it's a Kli Evan. The water enters that Kli through a hole in the wall. Umashkin Babahemos. They use that as a thing to feed animals, to water the animals. Umakachin Baeferchatas Latok Mayim Chayim, the Yakli. So the Mayim Chaim goes directly into the Kli, and then you're Mekadish, the Afer of the Para in that Kli. Mayim Shemisvug Psulim, the Chaim El Kli Bo'inan, Shea Mayim Nogim Bekli. The water has to touch the Kli, and what's in the sponge itself is not touching the Kli. Ketzeruosa, so what do you do? Mekeshabal Litlas Amayim, the Litne Mitzlochis, Uvishvotheris. Well, now you want to take the water out of this Kli Evan and put them into the tzlochis and the shvoferis together with the afer. Zolei the gomeres kol ha-mayim asher b'shokes. You can use all the water that was in that shokes ad shemagil esfug, till you get to the sfug. But all the other water is kosher. Ay lechora, why? The sfug is a chatzitza between it and the kli. Forget about the water in the kli, in the sfug. The water not in the sfug is not in the kli, because the kli separates. The sfug separates between some of the water in the kli. Zolef shoef ad hamotzi. Zolef means you empty it out, right? You draw the water out till the svug. In aminim b'moy cotton, zolef the gomer kedarko. Alma svug lo chayitz v'lo postel elaniv loy mesocho v'adin l'siv. Same thing goes with this fiber. Same thing as a sponge. It's not chotzeitz between the dam that is on the outside of the fiber and the kli. Where it says, no, maybe water is different. Shani Maya the Klishi. The Yotzitz Mikol Avorav and Nichnosos Bein Olavena Kli. Water is, what's it called, very thin, not so viscous, and therefore, what's it called, it goes right through the sponge, and the sponge is therefore not considered a chatzitza. Aval Dam Avhu. Dam is more viscous, more thick, and therefore, what's it called, it doesn't go easily through the fiber, and therefore, maybe the fiber is a chatzitza. Ika di Amre. Some say that the Shiloh was different. Hachi poshedly. This was the answer. Bidam kosher. Even dam, even though it's thick, it's still kosher, just like water with a sponge. Lamais, it goes through the fiber, and therefore it's not a chatzitza. But bekom, it's possible. Something solid, if you have a sieve inside a kli, and you put the flour in there, put the komets in there, a solid doesn't go through a fiber, and therefore the fiber is a chatzitza when it comes to solids, but not to liquids at all. Liquids do go through, even thick liquids. The dam kosher de kolish. Dam is still, even though it's thick, but it's still liquid and it goes through the fiber. The komets possible be kiddush. If you want to mekadish the komets in a kli, and there's a fiber in it, it's possible. Shakomets toin the Scottish bekli, lach rakmitza, v'hu keneged kabbalah badam, posel dechayetz. There, by a solid, the fiber would be chotzeitz, by a liquid, even dam,